All right, so we're going to get started. Talk about today, this morning, about continuously testing, distributing, and monitoring your games with App Center. Really excited to be talking to you all here at GDC and just talking about what App Center can do for you to help you ship higher quality apps faster. My name is James White. I'm a program manager on the App Center team here at Microsoft, and I've been involved with this tooling for probably about 4 years now in some parts. I was part of the Xamarin acquisition, and so some of the parts of App Center you'll see, I've been a part of since the beginning, and it's been really cool to see the adoption and growth, and also really exciting now to be able to share it more directly with all of you here at GDC. So, to kind of get started, one of the challenges with app developers in general, and this definitely applies to games, is the industry's focus has been changing. We're moving from, say, a desktop console web experience to all sorts of devices and ecosystems. And along with that brings a lot of new challenges that we need to face as developers. And it really changes how we need to focus on our development. Some of the challenges, again, that we're seeing is just many new devices. It's no longer, again, just a single console. It's potentially having games on our watch. It's potentially having games on our phone, having mixed reality devices, new ways of interacting. Along with that is just engineering changes. Programming for what people see and experience with their hands is very different in terms of input with what you do with a controller. And finally, as you probably have noticed here at GDC, there's a lot of new ways to compute and store and process data with big technologies on the back end. So being able to handle all of these new things can always be an interesting conversation as we try to stay up to date on what the latest and greatest is. I know I can certainly feel sometimes very challenged by this. Even just walking around at the floor here at GDC, seeing all of the new technologies and options and ways we can develop games and interact with our users can really be overwhelming. And being able to know how to efficiently and properly support our users can sometimes just be a real challenge that we want to face. And we want to know how to optimize our development experience and make it better so that we can just get back to what we care about, which is creating great games, and not worry about the little minutiae of how we publish and how we get out to our users and how we use technology. So a few reasons why we're feeling these challenges. One is just that variety, as I mentioned. When we're trying to target, say, mixed reality, trying to do VR, we're trying to also support consoles, we're also supporting mobile, it really can be challenging to create good systems that are able to support all of these different users. Along with that, just the general development process isn't as easy as it used to be. Back in the early days of gaming, you know, you had small game teams of maybe 10 to 15, and they served all purposes, where now games being published today can have studios ranging from 5 to 10 people to studios of 500 plus, and they're covering all sorts of different disciplines and technologies and requirements. You're integrating multiplayer, you're doing graphics rendering, you're trying to ship your app, your companion app, your game on all these different platforms, and being able to have a good application development lifecycle can be real challenging. And finally, along with those different device platforms, can just be fragmentation, especially in the mobile ecosystem. Supporting iOS alone, you're looking at iPads, iPhones, iPods of different generations, differing operating systems. Forget Android, where it's just hundreds upon thousands of different possible configurations that you can look to support. And then you go into the other ecosystems as well. These things can be really challenging, and we need to support these different devices and operating systems if we want to be able to reach our users and get our game into the hands of our players. The ideal state is we really want to have peace with our process. We want to be able to have good development systems in place so that we can, again, focus on the things that we enjoy, which is shipping great apps, and not worrying about the process and the engineering behind all of these systems. So this is where App Center enters into play. Visual Studio App Center was launched last November, and it really is this consolidation of tools that you can use as a developer to be able to ship these higher quality apps, but also be able to basically run, once you have code written and in some sort of repository, you've got the tooling you need to go from end to end from that point on. So you can see build, test, distribution, crash, analytics, push notifications. We can really consolidate that all in one location rather than having to run with a number of different tools across the ecosystem. So let me take time to actually dig into the technology. It's one thing to talk, it's another thing to actually show. So I'm going to really walk through a lot of the things we're showing here at GDC today on the floor and talk about how it can benefit you as a developer and make it better for you to be able to ship a great app experience and not worry about tools. So we're going to kind of run things from top to bottom when it comes to App Center. First of all, we really try to play agnostic in terms of our support. So Android, iOS, Windows with UWP, Mac OS is in preview, a variety of different languages, Objective-C, Java, Swift, React Native, Cordova, Xamarin. We really try to come to you where you are as the developer and not necessarily regulate a specific set of tools. We want to make it possible for everyone. So drilling down into each of these tools, I'm just going to kind of talk about them and how they integrate. Now, one of the things, as I talk about these different tools, one of the things I do want to reiterate is App Center is actually built to be modular. So if you have a few different pieces that you need, you have a great build pipeline set up, and you just need good ways to test or get analytics data, great, use App Center for that. If you need a bunch of different tools, we want to try and make it compelling for you to use all of our tools together and create a great experience, but we don't want to have you feel forced to do so. So integrate the tools where you are, use the tools that you need, and really just focus on, again, on shipping great apps. So starting is going to be build. If you're building native apps, you can integrate with either GitHub, Bitbucket, or Visual Studio Team Services right now with other platforms on our roadmap, and be able to look at really just configuring builds. So every time you push to a code repository, say GitHub, you've got updates on your development branch, you can automatically configure these build systems to build your app for you, make it easier for you to be able to consume those builds and use them and know that everything is still working. It really kind of helps bring peace of mind to not have to manually process that and just fire and forget. Now, it's one thing to build an app, but typically you want to do something with that app after you've built it. You want to be able to actually leverage it in some way. And so that's why we also support distribution. For those of you that are familiar with HockeyApp, this is HockeyApp 2.0. It's allowing you to be able to ship your app to your users. Maybe you have a close QA group that you want to ship out to, you've got a beta test group of friends that you want to, or maybe you're just trying to test with your friends and your family. This makes it easy to do so. What's nice about distribution, and again, in that spirit of modularity, is as long as you have some sort of app bundle, IPA, APK, you can use distribution piecemeal. If you want to pull it from your automated builds, great, do that as well. Ship it out to your users. Maybe you have a large Twitter following that you don't know personally, you can do that as well by creating public distribution links. So you can get your app out to your users, get valuable feedback, and be able to iterate and improve and get ready for publication when you're ready to ship your app and create a great experience. Next up, once your app is live in the wild, it's usually good to know how your app is doing. Whoop, this is the wrong one. Once your app is wild, you want to know how your app is doing once it's there. And so that's why we have monitoring and crash reporting services as well. From a monitoring perspective, well, we support basically a business analytics kind of idea, looking at the health of your app, seeing what your adoption rate is, how your users are doing, what kind of tools they're using, what kind of devices they're using, being able to get that all. And what's nice about our analytics service is it's basically an SDK integration away. You integrate the SDK, set up the app IDs, and you're up and running and you're getting this data for free. You're also able to do some programmatic event tracking. So if you've got specific operations that you want to drill into, you can add those into your app as well. Maybe you want to track how often users load your app and actually log in. Maybe you want to track how often in-app purchases happen, or maybe you have very back-end intensive API calls and you want to track their performance, so maybe set a timer and track that event. All that is possible with your ability to just program these things into our event tracking. Now, if you're looking for more game-based analytics, this is where we would partner with PlayFab and defer to them. But if you want a good business snapshot of your app, you can always grab that with our analytics quickly. Along with that, we do also have crash and diagnostics reporting. So if you have issues with your app, you can absolutely be able to monitor that. There's nothing worse as a developer to release your app to the wild, you're excited to see people's use, and all you see is one star, does not work on my phone, developer hates me, and you have no idea why. So that's why crash reporting can be so valuable, being able to see what kind of devices are having issues, what kind of users, what the issues and stack traces are, and being able to use that and triage and go back and fix things. Integrate with your bug tracker to be able to actually use that and support it and have it be part of your DevOps process. One of the nice things about App Center as well is that for distribution, crash, and analytics services, I consider those kind of the core set of features that anyone can use as a game developer. Whether you're an indie dev spinning up your first game or you're a large studio, you want to be able to distribute your app, you want to be able to monitor it. And what's great about App Center is all those services are completely free. So go and use them. There's no reason to not try. Now, the last service that I do want to talk about is Test. Test is actually a really cool topic for me, because it's one of the tools that, again, I've been involved with for a long time, and it solves a very big problem. And test you can break down into two concepts. Test is automation in terms of creating test scripts to be able to repeat certain scenarios and make sure you're never breaking your build or introducing bugs or regressions in your app and giving confidence by those test scripts. And it's also device and platform support. When it comes to test automation, the native mobile frameworks like XCUI Test, Espresso, or the cross-platform frameworks like Xamarin UI Test, Calabash, Appium, they have the ability to communicate with the native APIs available on the devices you're working with. But they only really know the common controls. They know what text boxes are. They know what buttons are, scroll views. One of the two challenges that is a challenge for game developers when testing is if you're building in, say, an engine like Unity or Unreal, it doesn't necessarily know how to communicate with these automation frameworks. And so you have to do that work on the back end. It can be done. It's absolutely possible. But it does take extra work. The second challenge when it comes to testing games is that games are non-deterministic. Unlike, say, business or companion apps that you've written, it's hard to automate behavior in a repeatable fashion that gives you good data when you never know what your user's going to do. The options are a lot more infinite. So even if you do get, say, some sort of automation script working, you may be still limited in what you can automate and test. But if you do get these scripts written and you have tests available to you, you want to make sure your app works on the devices your users are supporting, and you likely don't have all of the devices in-house. So that's where we come in with our device lab. We have over 4,000 Android and iOS devices crossing a number of different manufacturers and operating systems that you can run your test automation on. Some of you may be thinking, well, yeah, that's great, but you just told me it's really hard, if not impossible, to test my app. And I would say there's still one scenario that's absolutely valid to everyone. And that's going to be the case of, does my game launch? There's nothing stopping you from taking your app bundle, writing a script that says, launch my game and just verify. You can see that here as an example. I wrote this test script up a couple of days ago, testing the Unicorn Dash game that we're demoing here on the GDC floor. So this is a Unity game that was written by the PlayFab team, and I just said, hey, does the game work? I ran it on 35 Android devices that we have in our lab, and as I scroll through, these images that you see are actual screenshots from the devices we ran on. And so you can start knowing with some better confidence that my device actually works, but you can actually see there were a couple of devices where the app maybe wasn't as performant. So that's something that we can go into and drill down and say, maybe look at, say, well, what are the specs of the device? Were there any challenges? Maybe it just had a hiccup in terms of load. We can dig into the logs and see what's going on and try and triage those things. Or say, you know what? I'm not too worried about this particular device. I'm just gonna exclude it from my device circle and say it's not supported. We also see here the Pixel C had just issues rotating and rendering. So there may be some issues here that we can investigate on maybe larger devices versus, say, phones. It could be interesting to triage. So no matter what, you always have this ability to test in some manner. And really, honestly, launch test is like half the battle. If you know your game will launch on these devices, maybe you will have issues and bugs, but that's why you have crash reporting, to be able to triage those things later. And one of the big things and the real value when it comes to test automation and device automation is the time. It took 24, maybe 30 minutes to run this test on these 35 devices. I can guarantee you it would take me much longer than 30 minutes to take 35 devices, plug them into one of my machines, build bundle and launch my game, unplug and start over. It just simply isn't possible. Automation is the way to go, and it can really accelerate our ability to test and verify our app and get it out to our users. One of the nice things as well with test is we have the offer here at GDC that allows you to get PlayFab Azure and App Center integrated. And so definitely take advantage of that because it's a really good way to kickstart your game development experience. Now, the final piece that I really want to hit on today is just talking about those of you that are using Unity. As I mentioned, App Center launched last November, and it's the consolidation of a number of tools here at Microsoft. Right now at App Center, we don't have Unity support directly in App Center. We don't have Unity support here in App Center, but we are using it still within our Service Hockey app, which is basically the V1 of App Center. So you can see here the same Unicorn Dash demo with its crash and analytics data that we're getting live. So this is actual live data from our game that we are demoing here at GDC. You can see there was actually a sharp uptake in sessions coincidentally with the start of GDC. So we've had over 600 sessions of people playing here on the GDC floor today. And it's really nice to see people using our game. But if you actually notice as I scroll down, let me go to crashes. If you actually notice, on the 21st, we also had a huge spike in crashes. So we were running into actual issues here at GDC. And what's really great and a testament to how these tools work together is our developer was able to go take this data after the first day of GDC, start monitoring it, looking at it, and doing some triage, and found some issues that he was then able to go push an update live to our devices through distribution and resolve those things overnight. So this is really how those pieces come into play and make it easier and better for you to, again, find issues, turn around, and avoid bad experiences and just get a high-quality experience to your developers. So you're using Unity, and you're in Hockey App. Don't worry. We still have something for you in App Center in that we are going to bring this experience in. Because App Center is kind of the V1 experience, and App Center is the V2 experience, and Hockey App is the V1, we will migrate your apps. So we're doing this side-by-side experience. So any Hockey App apps that you have, if you log into App Center with your same credentials, you'll see your apps loaded side-by-side. And once we have App Center's Unity support in App Center, you'll see your data mirrored as well. So it makes it very easy for you to migrate your data and get it into App Center and start using all of these services together. So to kind of recap, when it comes to App Center, just to kind of go back to the services that we have, go here. Build integration for your native apps, being able to automatically build your app in every push. Test automation, start testing on the apps that you have. If you've got an IPK or an APA or some sort of app bundle, definitely start testing and making sure your app even launches, because that's half the battle. Once you've got an app ready, it's tested, start giving it out to your real users. Start distributing it out, making sure they have a great experience, and getting feedback from those users and using our services there. And then finally, diagnostics, crash and analytics, knowing the health of your app, monitoring it, see who's using it, if they're adopting the latest versions, and being able to have a nice communication and understanding of how your app and game is doing so that you can be able to make decisions going forward. Final thing I did want to mention as well is we've got push notification support as well. So if you're looking to send targeted push to your developers, you can use this. You can integrate the SDK and be able to configure this all from one portal rather than from, again, managing multiple portals and services. All this is available to you. A lot of it is free. You might as well go try and set it up. We really just want to create a great experience for you with App Center. So let me just continue on here. Now, again, what does this all mean? It means, in the end, shipping higher quality apps, letting you focus on the things that are important, and really enjoying the parts of development rather than the tedious parts and having to configure and work on the back end. You can do the things that you enjoy more and get better results. I've talked about this a bit, but again, we do have a breakdown, and we have made App Center a modular service. So build, we have a free tier. You can build per month, about 4 hours a month. Test, you can get a free year of test here at GDC. Otherwise, we do have a trial and a free and a paid service as well. Distribution, crash, and analytics, as I mentioned, completely free, unquestionable. Come in and use it, let us know. And then push right now is in preview and also completely free, and then we will have paid services as well. So there really is something for everyone, whether you're an indie developer or a large game studio. We really also want to hear from you. Finally, again, we've got this great offer here at GDC. Go check it out. It should be a really great way to kickstart your game development experience. And most importantly, please reach out to us. One of the key things that we have here at App Center is we really want to be customer obsessed. So we want to hear what your needs are. We want to hear what's working for you, what's not working for you. Please reach out, let us know. That way we can give you work with you to create better experiences, create the features that you're looking for, and have a great opportunity to ship a great game. And that is everything I have today. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Otherwise, enjoy your time at GDC. Thanks for taking this time with me here on Friday. I know it's the last day. It's been a long day. We've been doing a lot of talking. There's been a lot of chaos. But we really hope that you have a great time with the tool sets that we have here at Microsoft.